Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to our time of worship. I'm going to start with the notices this morning. I have a sad and a joyful notice at the same time. Because it's sad because we have to announce that Brian Burns sadly passed away in the week. But he's gone to be with the Lord. And there's no more suffering and there's no more tears. So our thoughts and our prayers are with their family. And those that are here as they come to terms with Brian's passing. So keep them in your thoughts and prayers, please. David, who normally does so dutifully sort out the church for us whenever we have... No, you never fail, sir. Anyway, he's going on holiday. We thought he needed to have a break. So next Saturday... From then on for 2 weeks, David is not going to be here. If you're organising events in the church, you will need to come early to put your chairs out, your tables out, and please remember to clear up after yourselves as well. If you are stuck or you are struggling, please contact the deacons and we'll see if we can do anything to help you with that. But please just bear in mind that, you know, David scurries around in the background normally and we don't have to do much, but he won't be here for those 2 weeks. We have our regular events in the week, Monday building blocks, 9 till 10:30, but Tuesday mornings we have a prayer meeting from 10:30 till 11:30, and anybody's welcome to come. Doesn't matter if you've not been before or if you can't come every week. If you just happen to be at a loose end, please come. Yes, okay. Good point. It's bank holiday, there's no building blocks tomorrow, but it's a weekly event, isn't it?
Very kind of you to say those lovely things about me. But it will be for 1 week, not two.
It's two Saturdays.
It'll be two Saturdays.
Two Saturdays, but 1 week off. We weren't that generous then, were we? Okay. But just bear that in mind if you are setting up in the church for an event. Where did I get to? Right, so there are a new notice sheet for this month. Should be in the meeting room. If it's not, I will make sure it is by the end of the service. What else have we got? Fridays, May the 6th, we've got Chatty Crafters. That's bringing a project or a craft of some kind that you're interested in and coming along, get together with other like-minded people and having a cup of tea and so on. Thursday the 12th of May, there's a Bible study in here, which David and Beth Gamston are leading. If you want more details, please see them. Now, Wednesday the 18th of May is the Ladies' Fellowship in the afternoon. It's called the Ladies' Fellowship, but fellas, we're allowed to come as well. You know, last time I was at it, I was the only fella there. Eh? Men are invited. Yeah, it is. So although it's called Ladies' Fellowship, all are welcome. So that's 2:30 on Wednesday the 18th. Also on Wednesday the 18th of May is our AGM. Our membership AGM. Please get your prayer hats on for that time. Chris Skinner, James Putt are both up for re-election for deacons. Annalisa Coe is also up for re-election as our church secretary. And details of nominations are on the notice board. Friday the 20th of May, cup of cake and a chat is on the Friday afternoon, 2 p.m. All are welcome. And then on Friday the 20th of May, we've got Trailblazers, which is a family event for everyone. It's going to be called Banger Bingo. And if you want to know more about Banger Bingo, I mean, who else would name it that other than Nick? You know, so you know who to go and see, isn't it? Banger Bingo. Yes, so that's on Friday the 20th at 6:30? 6:30, I believe it is. Wednesday the 25th of May, prayer meeting will be on Zoom. So, and then we have a new home group starting up on a Monday. That's the 9th of May, 7:30. And that's Chris and Andrew are going to be setting that up. And I think it's going to be in their home. Is that right? Yes, it's going to be in their home. So if you're interested in getting together and having a face-to-face Bible study together, you know, I know we've had lots of Zoom ones. But that's going to be set up. Ask Chris and Andrew about that. And then finally, I just want to say thank you to Jenny Wright. Jenny has been looking after the pastoral care issues in this church for ever and an amen, I think. But after many, many years of doing it, she's going to step down. So thank you, Jenny. We do appreciate that. And the pastoral care team is now going to be Jane Tucker, who's... Where is Jane? Can't see. She's upstairs. She's in there. She's in there in the clouds. It's going to be Jane, and Maxine is going to be taking over from Jenny. So if you have any pastoral care issues, needs, concerns, worries, please grab either of those two, and we will do our best to support people how we can. So, big full set of notices for May. Wonderful. So now I'm going to hand over, and Ron's going to lead the rest of our service. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Matt. Our closing hymn is going to be... I must learn to behave. But welcome to our service this morning. Have you got some on Zoom? Welcome to those on Zoom. Enjoy your coffee and your breakfast. And I hope and pray you'll enjoy our service this morning. We're looking this morning at Thomas, one of the disciples. Human beings have named Thomas Doubting Thomas. The Bible never calls Thomas Doubting Thomas. It's a title that people have put on him. And I want to change that this morning as we look at the life of Thomas. Because we all make mistakes, do we?
Yes.
Everyone makes mistakes. And how dreadful would it be if we're only known by our mistakes? That's shocking, isn't it? The Lord Jesus and God, our Heavenly Father, looks at our potential and he knows us by name, our names. And we're going to look at Thomas as who he is. And when he made mistakes, he put things right. Just as Peter did. Just as we do. We have the opportunity of coming to the Lord Jesus Christ and confessing our sin and being forgiven and going on with him. And we're going to look at the life of Thomas this morning. Let's come to God in prayer as we begin our service. Let us pray. O God, our Heavenly Father, we worship and adore you. You know every star in every galaxy, and you know the joys and sadnesses of every human heart. You know every drop of water in the oceans, and you know the trials and successes which come our way. You know every atom and every force of energy in the universe, and you know the secret thoughts of our minds. You hold the universe in your hands, and you hold us too. And secure in your knowledge of us and your hold of us, we come with our worship this morning. Secure in your love shown in Jesus Christ, we offer our adoration. In the name of Jesus, who died and rose again for our sakes, we bring our praise, blessing and honour. Glory and praise be to you, O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever. Let us join together in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. When we were praying in the vestry, I prayed that I wouldn't forget to use the clicker. And I've already forgotten. We're going to sing now, before the throne of God above. And on the second verse, it says, when Satan tempts me to despair and tells me of the guilt within, upward I look and see him there who made an end to all my sin. And Thomas could have been riddled with guilt for the rest of his life, but he wasn't. He went on to be filled with the Holy Spirit in Acts and went on to proclaim the name of Jesus and the work of Jesus for many years after that. So let's stand and sing before the throne of God above as we come into the Lord's presence, as we come to worship and to praise him. Please remain standing if you haven't sat down already, because we're going to sing our second song, Bless the Lord, O My Soul, Worship His Holy Name. And this is why we've come on the Lord's Day, the first day of the week, to worship the Lord our God. And in verse 3 we've got, you're rich in love and you're slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. Thomas found that the heart of Jesus was kind to him. And we will find that the heart of Jesus is kind to us. So let's bless the Lord, O my soul.
Worship His holy name. worship your holy name. Lord, I worship your holy name.
Please sit down. Let's come to God in prayer. Let us pray. Loving Father, we come on this Lord's Day, the first day of the week, and we come indeed before your very throne of grace to worship you and to proclaim that we love you and to proclaim you are our God. And through your Holy Spirit, Father, we ask that you will just meet with us this morning, that you will bless us, whether we're here in the building or in our homes and listening or watching on Zoom. Father, just may we know your presence with us. And we've come, we want to bless you, Lord God, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ. We want to bless you and worship you this day. And we pray that you will just enable us to do that through our voices, through our minds, through our attitude. Father, we just want to put you first. We want to worship you and proclaim your holy name. And we just thank you, Father, for your presence with us. And we pray for each person on Zoom that they will know your presence with them in their home as we meet together to worship you. Just be with them, we pray, Father. Be with us here. Open our minds. Open our spiritual ears that we may hear what you want to say to us. In Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to sing again. I'll put it on first before I give the introduction. Right. On the first verse there, Holy Spirit, living breath of God, breathe new life into my willing soul. Bring the presence of the risen Lord to renew my heart and make me whole. And if this was written in Thomas's time, I can see him singing this as he wanted the Lord Jesus to renew his heart and make him whole. And as we respond to the love of our Lord Jesus Christ, may we sing this song and mean it. And it's part of our worship. So let's stand and sing, Holy Spirit, living breath of God.
Bring the presence of God. Please sit down.
We come to a time of intercessory prayer as we pray for the needs of others. And we're going to pray obviously for Ukraine and the Middle East. And we're going to pray for ourselves as well. So let us pray. Loving Father, we bring before you the dreadful situation in Ukraine. Father, we continue to pray that you will thwart the attempts of the Russians in what they're doing. And Father, we just pray for the civilians. We thank you that a few escaped from Mariupol. And Father, just pray that they'd be cared for properly. And we pray for thousands of other civilians in fear, hiding in cellars. Father, we just pray that there will be relief for them. We pray that the aid may be able to get through to those in real need. And Father, we also pray for the refugees. Father, we cannot imagine what it must be like to just gather a couple of carrier bags of our possessions and leave our homes, probably never to see them again. Father, we just pray for them, for the people of Ukraine at this very difficult time, in very complex situations. And Father, we do thank you for the many homes in Europe that have opened up to receive the refugees from Ukraine. Father, we just thank you for their selflessness and their willingness to help. And thank you, Father, that we can also help through financial giving to Ukraine and in the essential items that they need so much of. Father, we just pray that you will bring an end to this war in Ukraine. And you will bring a just and lasting peace across that land. And Father, we pray for the Middle East with the rising violence that is happening there. Father, again, we just pray for peace, for talking instead of fighting. We pray again for just settlements across that land. And Father, we do pray for ourselves also. We lift up Carol before you this morning and her family. And we just pray that you will strengthen and uphold them. We thank you that Brian's death was peaceful. And we thank you, Father, that Brian is with you. Whatever we can imagine about heaven and your glory, it's thousands of times better. And we thank you that Brian is at peace with no pain or suffering. With you, Lord Jesus, in heaven, his Lord and Saviour. We thank you for Brian's strong faith. And we just pray especially for Carol and the family at this time, that you'll be very close to them. And we pray also for Enid, having taken a fall and broken a hip. We pray for her, that you will help her heal. And we pray for Derek also, for himself and as he looks after Enid. Just pray you be close to them, Father, and bless them. And for others, Father, that are waiting for hospital appointments, hospital treatment, results, or unwell,
may not require a doctor, but they're just not feeling well. Father, we just pray you'll be with them and encourage them at this time. And we pray for each one of us here this morning. Loving Father, you know everyone, everything about us. You know our names. You know the potential that each one has in your service. And Father, we just lift each other up to you and pray that we will know your peace and your guidance throughout these coming days. In Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to sing now, "Just As I Am, Without One Plea, But That Thy Blood Was Shed For Me, And That Thou Bidst Me Come To Thee, O Lamb of God, I Come." And we come this morning to worship the Lord our God. And in verse 2 it says, "Just as I am, though tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings and fears within, without, O Lamb of God, I come." Thomas came to the Lord Jesus, the Lamb of God. And we need to come to the Lord Jesus with our fears and doubts and concerns and joys and prayers. So let's stand and sing, "Just As I Am, Without One Plea." Please sit down. We're looking at Thomas. He was called by Jesus to be one of the 12 disciples and later an apostle. He was sent out to preach and to heal. He's also called Didymus. But very sadly, human beings remember Thomas as doubting Thomas. And as I said earlier, we're going to just look at Thomas because he's no different from us. We're no different from him. We make mistakes. We get it wrong. But it's what we do about what we've done wrong that matters. And that's so important. Thomas sometimes saw the glass as half empty. Now, I thought I wouldn't, but I will. How many of us see the glass as half empty? So put your hands up if you're a sort of person that sees the glass as half empty. Oh, you were slow. You waited for me, didn't you? No one put their hands up first. How many see the glass as half full? Oh, it's slightly more, isn't it? It's slightly more. You're a bit cautious, so this morning, aren't you? No one put their hand up for that. So we're going to look at Thomas. What was Thomas really like? Just as someone may look at us. What are we really like? If you'd have seen me Friday, I had my old jeans on, and I used to cupronole the fence. And would you believe I spilt a can of cupronole down my shirt, down my jeans? My jeans will not rot, nor will my shirt. I still wear them when I'm working, because why muck another pair up? And the wife always says, you need to change your clothes. But if they're already mucked up, I'm free. But it's not. Jesus looks at who we really are. Not if we're mucky. If you'd have seen me Friday in my comfortable clothes. Not if you see me Sunday in my preaching suit and leading the service. What does God see about the real Ron? And that's for God to know and you to guess. But what does God see about the real you? That's more important. How does God see you? And we're going to see about Thomas and learn from him. So we're going to look at Thomas in John 11, verses 1 to 27. And do shout out if I forget to move it on. John 11, verses 1 to 27. Now a man named Lazarus was sick. He was from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. This Mary, whose brother Lazarus now lay sick, was the same one who poured perfume on the Lord and wiped his feet with her hair. That's better. So the sisters sent word to Jesus, Lord, the one you love is sick. When he heard this, Jesus said, this sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it. Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus.
Yet when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was 2 more days. Then he said to his disciples, "Let's go back to Judea." "But Rabbi," they said, "a short while ago the Jews tried to stone you, and yet you're going back there?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours of daylight? A man who walks by day will not stumble, for he sees by this world's light. It is when he walks by night that he stumbles, for he has no light." After he said this, he went on to tell them, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I'm going there to wake him up." The disciples replied, "Lord, if he sleeps, he will get better." Jesus had been speaking of his death, but his disciples thought he meant natural sleep. So then he told them plainly, "Lazarus is dead, but for your sake, I am glad I was not there, so that you may believe. Let us go to him." Then Thomas, called Didymus, said to the rest of the disciples, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." On his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem, and many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them in their loss of their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. "Lord," Martha said to Jesus, "if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha answered, "I know he will rise again in a resurrection at the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" "Yes, Lord," she told him. "I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who was to come into the world." Now, Thomas, he was present at the raising of Lazarus. He showed his friendship and love for Jesus. And he was ready to die for Jesus. He was willing to encourage the other disciples to go with Jesus and to die with him. And Thomas shows a very positive attitude. And at times that's like us, isn't it? I doubt if anyone is on cloud 9 every day of every week, of every month, of every year. Well, I'm not. Life is a series of ups and downs, isn't it? Ups and downs. But it's our overall attitude that counts. Are we relying on Jesus? Do we acknowledge Jesus as the one who leads and guides us? Are we seeking to follow him? And Thomas was doing that. He was seeking to follow the Lord Jesus. And in John 14, we learn a bit more about Thomas and what he said. John 14, verses 1 to 6. Jesus was talking to his disciples and said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you may also be where I am. You know the way to the place where I'm going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Thomas, he wants to understand Jesus. You see, there's a whole attitude of Thomas asking questions. He wanted to know the answers. He was honest with himself and with Jesus. He wasn't afraid to ask questions. And we have got to be the same. Not afraid to ask questions. We can look at parts of the Bible and think, what on earth does that mean? There's nothing wrong in asking questions, seeking out commentaries, seeking out someone with commentaries, looking on the internet, but be careful what you look at. There's all sorts of dodgy stuff on there. You've got to know where it's coming from. And is it sound Christian doctrine? And not some wild non-Christian doctrine. You've got to be careful. But Thomas wants to understand Jesus, and I hope we want to understand Jesus. What does he mean? What does that mean for us? What does that mean for me? And not to be afraid to ask questions. We're going to read a few more verses from John 20 about Thomas. John 20, verses 24-31. Now Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, we have seen the Lord. But he said to them, unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it. A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace be with you. Now you can just imagine that, couldn't you? Disciples frightened in a locked room, and then the Lord Jesus just appears. And Jesus lovingly says, peace be with you. You or I would imagine, would be frightened out of our skins at that. Jesus said, peace be with you. Then he said to Thomas, put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe. Thomas said to him, my Lord and my God. Then Jesus told him, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen me and have yet believed. Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. Now Jesus met Thomas. Jesus knows all about us. He knew all about Thomas. He knew what Thomas had said a week earlier. Thomas expresses his faith in Jesus. And Thomas was present in the upper room where the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples in Acts 1, verses 13 and Acts 2 verses 1 to 13. Thomas exclaimed, "My Lord and my God." Thomas realised what he'd done, and there and then he put things right with the Lord Jesus. And this is how we should be. When we realise that we've done something wrong, we should put it right with the Lord Jesus Christ. Thomas worked through his doubts, which enabled him to develop his faith in Jesus. And we've got to work through our failings, the things we do wrong. We've got to work through them and allow Jesus to minister to us and to bring healing and for us to develop our faith in the Lord Jesus. And that growing is a lifelong experience. It's not just when we get to 20, we know it all and that's it. When we're 120, we still are learning. Jesus knew all about Thomas and still chose him to be one of the 12 disciples. And Jesus knows all about us. And yet Jesus looks at us and sees our potential. He sees what we can be individually and together, working for God's purposes. And as we close, who is Jesus to you? To Thomas, Jesus is my Lord and my God. And I pray that as we look at the scriptures, as we learn from Thomas and reflect on our own lives, we will come to see that Jesus is our Lord and our God. Amen. In choosing our closing song, I wanted a song that was encouraging and bright. And then when I chose it, told the music group, "We had that last week," I said. So I said, "Good, we've got it this week as well." "Crown him with many crowns, the Lamb upon his throne." And especially coming just after Easter. We're only a couple of weeks past Easter, aren't we? It just reflects on the greatness of God and the power of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I pray that we would be able to stand and sing and just worship our Lord and God now, as I would imagine Thomas would have done. So let's stand and sing, "Crown him with many crowns." Let us pray. Crown him the Lord of heaven, enthroned in worlds above. Crown him the King, to whom is given the wondrous name of love. All hail, Redeemer, hail, for thou hast died for me. Thy praise shall never, never fail throughout eternity. And loving Father, we just thank you that you look at each one of us here this morning and in our homes on Zoom, and you know our names. You know our potential, and you want us to reach our God-given potential under your guidance and gifting. So Father, we just thank you and praise you for Thomas and what we can learn. And Father, we just pray that you'll be with us as we go into this week. May we know your loving arms around us and be aware of your peace and your presence in a very real and powerful way. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.